Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. Get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, Moke Angel. Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. Are you all out there? Are you listening to me right now? I sure hope so, because that means you made it through your New Year's resolutions. No, I mean celebrations. Celebrations. That's what I meant to say. Oh, man. Apparently, I barely made it through my New Year's celebration. That's not true. Actually, our New Year's celebration, my husband and I, had a really nice, lovely New Year's Eve. It was fantastic. It was just the two of us. Just the two of us. And it was a bittersweet experience, mainly because of the fact that we are kind of having our second chance of being this young couple experience. We basically have been parents most of our marriage, and having this time to ourselves as a couple is really interesting now, especially because we're much older. So a lot of the things that we would have done when we were younger as a couple, I think, me personally, how I feel is that maybe we just kind of saved ourselves from a lot of a mess going on. Who knows? But all I can say is our New Year's Eve was lovely. It was nice just spending time with them, and we actually had a lot of fun. It wasn't like, you know, hardcore partying or anything like that. It was just spending time with each other, enjoying good meals together that we created together, and just kicking it and enjoying each other's company, and that was lovely. And I really enjoyed it a lot. Now, on New Year's Day, though, which is part of the reason why I didn't really have a chance to, like, on New Year's Day, make this episode for you guys and share the episode with you on New Year's Day, because probably some of you, if you were able to go out there and party hardcore parkour, you more than likely couldn't listen to my pod or be on part of this pod trail anyway. Just because you're in recovery mode, right? It's like all you want to do is just chill the F out. That's all you want to do. So, I, however, had to have my first experience to do our very first harvest for the year of 2023, and that's what we did on New Year's Day, which is part of our whole experience as far as gaining the experience of becoming a more self-sustaining homestead here in our new home state that we've been, well, I keep calling a new home state because we're still kind of babies as far as residency here, as how I feel. We're very young in the amount of time that we've lived here in our new home state, and having the opportunity to be able to do a self-sustaining lifestyle as a homesteader is exciting for me, and it's scary at the same time. Mainly because it's just being able to figure something out during a time where things are just, like, it should be much easier for us to do it, right? But it's just for some reason, all of the new, what people want to call norms and ways of life that you used to not be such a big deal of being able to try to attain or be a part of, is like, it's like everybody's trying to make a big deal out of everything. Okay, so it just makes it a little bit harder for us to be able to gather the material that we want to get, or it makes it a bit more difficult for us to be able to provide ourselves financially and all of these other things that are working through at this time. But part of the process of being able to get us through these times as they are, is being able to provide food for ourselves. And one of the things that we want to do as far as providing food for ourselves is, yes, I am bringing the dogs along with us on this pod trail today. That's just what's happening. I'm going for it, and you guys are going to experience this with me, and I hope you enjoy it, because Lord have mercy, this is what it's like. This is what it's like, you know. However, okay, that's just way too much. That's way too much. Hold on one second. All right, so we have them all calmed down now. We are able to continue on this pod trail and actually have the conversation that we were just having about homesteading and how we are experiencing our first time harvesting our meat for this year, which is part of our own food production that we are working on to becoming self-sustaining. So I know it's, oh my goodness. So we say, oh wow. So your first day of 2023, and what do? You guys are harvesting your own meat. And for some of you, you're probably wondering, well, what does that mean? I mean, do you just go to the store and you just go down the meat department aisle and just go, oh, I'm going to harvest that? And I'm, no, that's not what that means. What this means is that we have been raising our own meat, which are our flock of birds that we have. And this one particular bird that was ready to be harvested that we are raising for dual purposes, which is actually more than a dual purpose. It's like a multi-purpose bird. It is our Muscovy duck, and the Muscovies are fantastic ducks for these reasons. I'll go real quick. They are great for your yard maintenance. They're great for fertilizer. They're great for their egg production. Well, they're okay for egg production, but they are great for reproduction. And they are a really good lean meat that you can provide for yourself and your family to have on your plate if you so desire. Otherwise, the other reasons that I gave you prior to that, they're awesome for, especially egg production too, because their eggs are really, really super healthy for you. So, that was the bird, the meat that we were harvesting on New Year's Day. And when I say we, I am the one that does the harvesting. I'm the one that processes them. And it is something that is really difficult, or especially in the past when the first time I experienced having to process our own meat, which we started with chickens. It was a really difficult thing for me to do. But this time around, I was able to get the ones that we needed to get harvested on that day. It is a long, very difficult process to do, especially when you're new at it, like I am. And processing ducks is much different than processing chickens, and especially Muscovies. They tend to be a little bit harder as far as being able to defeather them or plucking them is concerned. And if you don't do it at the right time, which there is a right time, and we kind of missed that window, but we also had to get them done to prepare us for our next batch that we are going to be raising for this year. So, that being said, it was our first time doing like a day of harvesting, and it literally can take you all day depending on how many you are harvesting and how many people you have to help you and all of that stuff. It's just my husband and I, and we're new at this whole experience, and it took a long time for me to be able to process them and prep them for the freezer. So, oh my Lord, it was much more physical than I expected it to be, especially the plucking process. And it was, you know, fortunately it wasn't as emotional for me this time, which it has been in the past. So I'm glad that that part is starting to calm itself down within me. And I just look at it as, you know, it really isn't any different from me having to go and buy the meat myself in the store, or when we go to the store and we buy our meat, that it's not any different from buying the meat that I cook and, you know, I prepare for our family and all that. But it's just different when you raise them, and, you know, we raise them with a lot of love, and as best as we possibly can. And fortunately, they're pretty low maintenance once they reach their full growth rate, which is about 20 weeks old. And so what's good about that, which 20 weeks, 5 months, what's good about that is that once they reach that weight and that age, then they will not eat as much or not have to eat as much. They'll start foraging on their own, especially if you have the space for them to do that, where you don't have to feed them as much. And the other thing too is that they are a little bit more like savvy as far as their survival skills are concerned, because of the fact that they do have a bit more of that wilder side in them. So they are self-sustaining in that way, or self-maintaining in that way, because they can protect themselves much better than a lot of the other birds that you might have on your homestead and that you might raise for like your eggs or for your meat production. So that's another nice thing about them. However, they are very difficult to handle because of their size and because of the fact that they can protect themselves, because they have their self-defense mechanism are their claws. So that are very, very razor sharp. So that's a bit of a challenge. And that's, you know, part of the whole harvesting process of Muscovy ducks, is that you have to be able to catch them and then you have to be able to handle them. And I am the one that does that part of it all. And it is a bit, it was something that I had to figure out a way to be able to do when it came time to do it, to where it wouldn't be so stressful for either of us, and meaning myself or the duck. And that way, when it came time to having to start the harvesting process, that it would be as less stressful to them, I hope, before it was time to humanely go through the steps. And so that's the nicest way I can put it without anybody going, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, and the whole nine yards. And there's some people I understand, because I was one of those people. I believe me, that's how I was at one point. But when I started to get my head wrapped around the idea of being able to become self-sustaining and be self-supportive and raise and grow our own food for ourselves, that is part of the process, especially if you are a person who enjoys eating meat. And I enjoy eating meat, even though I am a person who also has to have a more natural lifestyle as far as the food that I eat as well is concerned. It doesn't mean that I'm just completely a vegetarian. That is not going to happen for me, as far as I know at this point in time. But this is a nice way of knowing that I am also being able to provide home-raised meat for our family, that I know exactly what it's intaking. So that's really cool. Now, that being said, that's after I telling you guys all that stuff, blah, 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 I went and was able to get our meat that we had to harvest that day done. So I am so proud of my husband and I for being able to accomplish that, because it is just something that, you know, you kind of like don't really know. You think you know it until you actually have to do it. And when we actually did it, it was just like one of those things that we were just so proud of, because we figured we'd be there like all day. And I kind of was expecting that, and it wasn't actually that bad. So first time around, having to do our selected amount that we were expecting to do and then being able to accomplish it within that day was pretty cool. And that's just how we started our first day of our first new year this year. And I hope that it's just something that is going to continue on, as far as being able to accomplish goals that we would like to accomplish this year, even though it might be very trying, or it might be a long process for us to get to that point to attain that goal and accomplish it. I just hope that when we come to the time that we decide this is the deadline for that particular accomplishment, that we are able to attain that deadline and succeed on maintaining the time set for it. So that is one of my goals for this year, is being able to be better with my time management. I am hoping that I can do that better this year. A lot of it will also depend on how well I will be doing as far as my health is concerned. So that's the other thing I want to just do a really quick update with. I know I was telling you guys that I gave myself that at the beginning of the season, that goal of seeing if I can get back to that healthy weight that I wanted to attain. And well, I was doing really good there for a bit, and then I'm still going through this thing where my body is, I don't know, as I'm losing weight, I don't know what that is or what have you, but it seems like some of my older injuries are starting to pop up and like trying to say, you know what, we need to make sure that this is recovered now. And so I've been dealing with just little like physical injuries from my past that are rehashing themselves and that I just have to take the time to heal from. And so that kind of slowed my weight loss process down because I couldn't work out the way I wanted to. Not making excuses, I'm just saying this is what's up. So anyhow, I still have managed to get down to a healthier weight. So that's good. Not to where I wanted to be at, but I'm down to a healthier weight. I'm down to a healthier size. I was almost to where I was at when I first, like I was like at a nice medium size. So I was almost there, and then I had to slow down because an old injury flared up that I'm dealing with. And it's just, you know, it's just is what it is where I'm at right now in life. But it's getting better, and that's the point. So yes, I have gotten better as far as my weight management is concerned. No, I didn't get as close to I'm closer to my goal than I was. But I hope by the time that I get back to this next season, which I have to say to you really quick, oh my gosh, you know, I was telling you in my last episode, right, on New Year's Eve episode, that Lord, I was worried about having to figure out a way to sort out my whole content issue that I was having and the misunderstanding or whatever, miscommunication, whatever it was, sort it out to make sure I had some place that I could start my next season with. So I have sorted that out, and hopefully that it will be a really smooth transition when I go through the whole process of, you know, getting it all worked out and done, yet you won't really notice it, and I should be able to be back this year. Yeah, I was planning on taking a break, mainly because I felt like some of the content that I was sharing with you guys was just a little bit scattered, just because I'm still new to the whole process of podcasting and the expectations and all of that stuff, and I think sometimes I'm getting too much in my head and too much into the expectations of everybody else as far as what to share with you guys, and worrying about what you guys would want to hear from me and want me to share with you and all of that stuff, because of what you might be expecting from the niches and all of that. I know, I'm just putting this out there with you guys, but on the next season, we will have better ways for you to be able to contact me more directly and let me know if you're liking what I'm sharing with you, if you might have suggestions of what you'd like for me to, my point of view on things that you would like for me to share with you, those sort of things. We're going to have a better situation on my next season. And so hopefully maybe between all of us, that with your communication with me and I can run through it and I can just go, you know, I don't know why I said that. It was so back when I was so much younger. But anyhow, it was just, you know, I just wanted just to say if I'm cool with it and I feel like that's where I will be able to contribute my point of view with you, and just and do it in a way where it's not like out of, not like something that's not part of who I am. Because then I don't really want to share things with you that I don't feel like is true to you, to me, and wouldn't be true to you. That would not be fair. So if it's cool, then yeah, I'll do it. Otherwise, we will see. So this is part of journeying life. This is part of what I understand of journeying life, mostly natural. This is how it is for me. It's just that going through things as organically as possible, working them out as they come along, and then just dealing with it the best way you can with what you have at the present moment. And that's what I am trying to portray with you on my conversations with you on our pod trails. And I hope it is not too confusing, and I hope it's like, you know, it is beneficial to you and all of those things. And that is going to be my main goal from this point on. And yes, I'm going to be making a lot of mistakes, I am sure, but I want you to know that those mistakes are part of the learning and growing process of this whole experience, this whole journey that we are on together on these pod trails. And I hope you guys can grow and make those mistakes with me, or let me make those mistakes so that way you don't have to and you can learn from them instead while I'm learning them too. Okay, is that cool? Does that make sense? All right, I hope so. If not, well, we will find out this next season that's coming up. Do I have a name for the next season? No, not yet. I do not, because of the fact that I was still on the cusp of figuring out what I was going to do for this next season due to the little content issue I was having. But you will know when my next season starts. I will have that season for you as far as what the theme will be based on. So, as far as this year is concerned, this past season is concerned, prepping for survival mode, I hope I was able to give you some ideas. I hope I was able to inspire you maybe to become more self-sustaining in your life in some way or other, even if you don't have the space around you, as much space as you might like to have or think you might need to have yet. Because if you need more space, then, you know, I'm saying yet, because you can always work towards that. We all work towards whatever we would like to have, right? So if you don't have that yet, there's probably some little space around there that, or something that you can do that can make you as self-sustaining as possible and work up towards your goals, to wherever that goal is for you, as what you would call, okay, I have achieved it and I'm succeeding at it. All right. Some of you might just be, you know, you just might have want to have your own place. Some of you might want to have own your own place. Some of you might just want a bigger space. Some of you might want to relocate, whatever that is. All I'm saying is that, you know, you just, whatever you have at the moment, just see what you can do to work with what you got and then improve from there. All right. And I want to do something a little bit different. I heard this song and I want to share it with you. And I think it's a really good way for us to end this season and look forward to our next season together. And I hope you enjoy this song. It is just something that I figure it kind of makes me feel a little bit more inspired and a little bit more optimistic about how to deal with whatever may come in 2023. But real quick, before I share that song with you, there's one last thing I want to share with you guys. I am going to upload as much content of my past content that I missed out with you guys that you can listen to until my next season comes up and catch up on what I missed out with you guys on this last season. And I hope that kind of makes up for a little bit of the time that we missed together, and you might just forgive me just a teeny tiny bit. All right, so that is it, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. And yes, happy new year, happy 2023, and may your 2023 days be better days for you. Y'all take care, and until next time, what do? You love yourself kindly, and you're grateful for one thing each day. And I am grateful that I was able to share this episode with you, the last one for this season, and to also be able to have a resolution. And hopefully from this point on, I won't have as much problems getting my content out to you or having it held back, let's just say. And of course, I am super grateful for all of you who take the time to listen to our conversations on the pod trails that we share together here on Journey Life Mostly Natural with me, Moke Angel, and that you have taken the time to even download them and listen to them and participate on the pod trails later when you can enjoy them the best that you are at the best time for you. So I am super grateful for that, and I want to end this one with you with this totally positive vibe and what I call a healthy sing-along and vent-along song that might make you want to jump in, ad-lib, and dance around like I did, releasing that negative energy and bringing in the positive energy. This song is called Believe. Until my next season, peace out.
Losing time, I'm fading fast. I just wanna make it last. Try to let go of the past. I close my eyes, embrace the blast. Sleepless nights and headache stack. Restlessness to hell and back. What's my purpose? What do I grab? A slippery surface, a heart attack. And sometimes you just gotta believe. There's something that'll give you relief. There's something that'll have what you need. What you need. We're broken, it's tragic. We're not all elastic. But maybe there's magic. Believe you could have it. And I know of sadness. The anxious and panic. The infinite vastness of all that is blackness.